From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio on this Thursday and continue our discussion on celebrating Christmas. Should we do so? If not, why not? If so, why and how? And I was just thinking as we were getting ready to come on the air here today that perhaps this is a subject that some of you have never thought about. You've been a Christian for a long time and you've been brought up in a good, solid, Bible-believing church, but you never stop to think, should we really celebrate Christmas? And is there a biblical pattern to follow? Well, one of the things that I think must greatly concern God during this time of the year is the fact that so often what goes on in the world and even in the life of Christians and sometimes even in the function of the local church is all secular-centered, self-centered, and not Christ-centered. I mentioned on Monday when we began this series that the word Christmas means Christ's service of worship. Christmas really isn't a time for materialism. It's not just a time for parties. It's not just a time for various celebrations. But Christmas should be the time when those of us who know Jesus Christ as our Savior give Him, that is Christ, the worship and the praise that is due Him. Now, so far in our study, we noted the pattern to follow. The biblical account of the angels and the shepherds and the magi when they came to look at Jesus at his birth or shortly after his birth, as was the case with the magi, we see that they worshiped him and they praised him. Yesterday, we noted a process to conduct that the proper celebration of Christmas is to give praise and glory to God, to give worship to Jesus Christ, and then even to give gifts to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I ask you, during the Christmas season, are you giving praise and glory to God? Are you glorifying, are you worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you giving gifts to the Lord Jesus Christ? As we see that the angels and the shepherds and the magi did, that's a pretty good pattern to follow and a pretty good process to conduct. I think it's very biblically based. Well, today we're going to look at the fact that during the Christmas season, we have a proclamation to declare. A proclamation to declare. What is that proclamation? Well, turn to Luke chapter 2, if you would with me, please. Luke chapter 2, and we've been in this passage of Scripture all week long. But in Luke chapter 2, remember, we have the account of the birth of Jesus Christ. We have the adoration of the angels giving praise unto God, and the fact that the shepherds came and they saw the young child and I should say they saw the babe in the manger. And what did they do? Well, they glorified and praised God. But notice what it says in Luke chapter 2 and verse 17. I think this is a verse of Scripture that we should take as our guide as Christians during the Christmas season as it relates to the proclamation to declare. Notice Luke chapter 2 and verse 17. You may even want to mark this in your Bible. It says, and when they had seen it, that is, when the shepherds saw the Lord Jesus Christ and that he was there in the manger, it says, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. What did they do? They expressed the good news of the incarnation of God in the person of Jesus Christ. when they had seen it, when they had seen, when they saw Christ there in the manger, they made known abroad the saying that was told them concerning the child, Jesus Christ. You see, there are many people in the world today, and there may be people right around you. As a matter of fact, you may be driving down the highway, for instance, and perhaps you're listening to this radio broadcast on your car radio or maybe on your phone or whatever the case may be. Just look at the people around you right now. If you are in the location where you are seeing other people, just look at them for a moment. How many of them really know about Jesus Christ? They're involved with a Christmas celebration that is secular. They're talking about secular things. They're talking about money. They're talking about finance. They're talking about parties. They're talking about many, many things that really do not even relate to who Jesus Christ is. As a matter of fact, they may be following symbolisms that they should not be following. You know, and I think this is a very important thing to take into consideration, and I'm going to be talking more about it tomorrow. But do you realize that many people put Santa Claus up as a god during this time of the year? You know that, don't you? What is that song, Here Comes Santa Claus? You know, you need to be careful because he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you are bad or good, so be good for goodness sake or whatever. You know that song. What is that talking about? It is literally putting Santa Claus up as a god. Santa Claus, I think, is something that Christians should stay away from. Christmas is not about ho, ho, ho. It's about holy, holy, holy. Did you get that? Christmas is not about ho, 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 which Santa Claus says, who is a fictitious figure. But Christmas is about holy, 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 what God did for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so you see, we ought to take this time of the year and not talk about Santa Claus or elves or whatever the case may be, but we should take this time of the year to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, because there are people all around you and all around me who don't know too much about Jesus. We need to proclaim the fact that Jesus Christ is God. Remember the words of John chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3? Take a look at it in your copy of God's Word. John chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." Why? Because Jesus Christ is God, and when He was born, when he was placed in that manger, he was, as it were, God in the flesh. Look at verse 14 of John chapter 1. It says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Go down to verse 16 of John 1. It says, "And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." You see, in Jesus Christ, we see the very God of very gods. Jesus Christ is the eternal God. And so during this time of the year, during the Christmas season, we should proclaim the message that Jesus Christ is God, but we should also proclaim the message that Jesus Christ is the only Savior of the world. Remember John chapter 14 and verse 6? Jesus was speaking and he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." There's only one Savior. There's only one person who died on the cross. There's only one person who became sin for the entire world And that, of course, is Jesus Christ. The world needs to hear that message. Christmas is not about Santa Claus. Christmas is not about elves. Christmas is about Jesus. Remember, I've been emphasizing this week that the word Christmas means Christ's service of worship. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. And in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, it says this. It says, neither is there salvation in any other, talking about Jesus. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And so, what is the proclamation that we should declare this time of the year? It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. If we go throughout the Christmas season and we're not focusing on Jesus Christ and declaring him to the world, then I believe that we are dishonoring God in a great way, particularly those of us who are Christians. Now, you can't expect the unsaved people to be talking about Jesus with any real meaning. Oh, they may talk about his birth, and they may sing a Christmas song or two, but you can't expect them to be proclaiming that Jesus is God and that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. But for those of us who are Christians, we need to be proclaiming that truth. And so during the Christmas season, it's a great time for soul winning. It's a great time to preach about Jesus Christ. Let's declare and proclaim the message of the Lord Jesus Christ during this time of the year. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we're going to conclude our series, and we'll be looking at a practice to adopt as we go throughout the Christmas season, and I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Thank you for joining us today. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The best is yet to come. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.